Well, as some of us, I mean, most of us have been here for the week. The exercise has been Unspotted from the World. And on Sunday, we looked at what the world is. We looked at a number of scriptures that related to the word, the use of the word world. On Tuesday, we looked at service. And then yesterday, we looked at the word of God as it spoke to young men. Today, the exercise is to look at straight talk for the female. And Brother Mark is the one who spoke yesterday, and he's leading us again today. So, over to Brother Mark.
I must confess to everyone in the room that this is probably the most difficult task that is before us, and that's why these guys all kind of like... You handle it. But with the Lord's help, we want to speak very plainly and very straightforwardly, even as we did yesterday, to the young men. And as all the young ladies took notes, I'm sure now as we talk to young ladies, you gentlemen, I hope you take notes so that you learn some things that are vital in the Word of God with regards to this subject. Unfortunately, I need to begin from a very negative perspective. Our subject is really being unspotted from the world. And I want to turn to a passage of scripture that is an illustration, and it sort of sets the tone for understanding the grave danger associated with taking our signals or adopting a world ideology and philosophy with regards to understanding who God has made you to be as women. So if we turn to Genesis chapter 34, and it's just the first verse, you could read the whole chapter for the balance of the story, but I think a perfect tie-in to the subject for the week comes out in this verse. And it says, and Dinah, or Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And if you read the rest of the verses, we know that there were some very bad consequences. So what's critical in terms of setting the stage for today's discussion, and by the way, just want to, given the format that we currently have, I just want to make this one announcement, is that I'm sure there's going to be perhaps many, many questions that we really can't entertain in this forum. So I know I set myself aside to, after the session, to hang around if there are follow-up questions that, you know, you want to take up with me. Or take me out back or whatever. But this verse sort of sets the tone in terms of this whole idea of the world and its system, and it dictates of behavior and function. And here we have one who was a separated person. She was one of the daughters of Jacob who went out to see the daughters of the land. She went out to get her signals, to get her message, to get her instructions of how she was supposed. She wanted to see how everybody else was doing it. And it met with very severe consequences. That's why we want to spend this time together, because if we are not careful and we don't judge and act in the way that we talked and challenged the young men yesterday, their consequences can be very severe. The other complication of trying to address this subject that I found is a good majority of the New Testament passages that address the matters concerning women have a significant focus on married women. And that's not a problem, I found out. It's not really a problem, but it's just the way it is. But we're going to look at the ones that address unmarried women first, and then we're going to look at the ones that address married women, because you can't get to point B without some of the things that we're going to talk about in point A. So for our first text that we want to look at, we looked at this yesterday with regards to young men. We're going to look at the same passage in 1 Corinthians 7. And if you are very observant, you will notice that there is a difference between what is said about the unmarried man and the unmarried woman. So yesterday, and it dovetails it in to the whole idea and concept of service, we get to, you know, Paul specifically addresses the unmarried woman in this chapter, but he adds something to it that he didn't add when he talked about the unmarried man. In verse 32, yesterday we read, for the unmarried man, the unmarried, he that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But if you skip down a couple of verses and he addresses young unmarried women, he says something else. He says, in the middle of verse 34, the unmarried woman cares for the things for the Lord. And that's good. The same point that he makes with the men. And so this is a focus. This is a perspective. This is an objective, that I have an objective. We talked about on Tuesday, being called to serve, first serve the Lord, serving one another in love, that our objective is to care for the things that belong to the Lord. And what are the things that belong to the Lord? It's his people, it's his work, it's his ministry, it's whatever the Lord is concerned with. That has to be my priority and my objective. But then he adds this line, and boy, this is where it starts to, you know, get really interesting. He says, she cares for the things of the Lord that she may be holy, both in body and spirit. That, I pondered that and I said, wow, that is something. Because it falls right into the contrast and the diametrically opposed idea of what the world imposes on womanhood versus what the scripture emphasizes for womanhood. The world philosophy about womanhood, it's about appearance. It's a multi-million dollar industry to address the appearance. They tell you to go here, get this kind of makeup, get this kind of hair, nails done, get this kind of clothes. There's a multi-million dollar industry that focuses on the externals. And what happens is, and typically, and this is not just with regards to this subject, but in any subject, anything that's given to man, he takes it to the extremes. And so here, the Bible does say that there is something about holiness and our bodies and our spirits. But the extreme, when it's taken out of the context of what God intends for it, we take it to the extreme. And so what becomes most important in this world's ideology, is our appearance. And so we spend so much time, so much energy, so much money on our appearance. What we're going to discover as we keep moving along today is that the Spirit of God changes that whole emphasis and says, you know, what's really important, what is really special in the eyes of God, isn't so much how you look, but what you are. And that's where we're going to go in a couple of minutes. But here he says that you might be holy, that is set apart in body and in spirit. So let that mull a little bit, let that stew a little bit, let that sit for a little bit and to think about it. Caring for the things of the Lord, and that you might present your body holy, in holiness, your body and your spirit.